This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here we are, hustling back into your life at 7 after the hour. Good day time. With Doug the Good Dayer and Jay the Good Dayer, it's a good day when you have the Good Day program on, right? Focused on the good stuff. I find that I have a strategy, right? There's a method to my madness. People say, well, you know, how do you know what you're going to talk about? Well, some things just come up, and some things are part of the lore of the last 24 hours, shall we say. Some things are going on right now, some things have gone on recently. The idea is to have some great ideas. That's the idea here. Good ideas, great ideas. And sometimes they're easier, some of the stories are easier to find. And then sometimes when we tell the story, we don't always get the gist of the story. Remember when Victoria used to get on me because I'd bury the headline in the story? Well, now, I think we're just here to inspire you as much as anything else. Here's as I look around at some of the things that are moderately inspiring, I found this to be of interest and import. This mother who had lots and lots of love, she has helped grant 250,000 wishes for foster children. And now she got a surprise herself. This is very cool, don't you think?
Yeah, it is.
She became a foster mother. She wanted to be a mother to all of these children who might not feel that they have one. So she adopted apparently some of the children. There was a 2-year-old baby girl that got adopted. But fostering can be difficult at best, right? Do you know anybody who's been a foster parent?
Yeah, and a lot of times it leads to adoption, but quite often fostering is just temporary while maybe the biological parents get help for something they're dealing with the intention of having a better home life for that child, so the child is in their foster home temporarily before they can go back to their parents or back to whoever their guardian is.
Yeah, there is that, to be sure. Danielle, is it Gletow? I wonder, G-L-E-T-O-W?
Gletow.
Probably, yeah. Maybe the most famous foster parent of all time. So she's been doing this for 16 years. And, she has some adoption. And then she found out she was pregnant. But she continued, even though she needed to obviously nurse or take care of the baby, she fueled her passion to help other children who were in need, so she set up a nonprofit. This is a great way. This is Giving Week. You know, it starts with Giving Tuesday, and then it goes through the week. People are encouraged to give to organizations or to people that need help. So this nonprofit that this lady, Danielle Gletow, set up is called One Simple Wish. And it gets people who have the same feelings as she does, who want to help and bring joy to people, youngsters, foster children. She said, quote, "I realized early on that a lot of these children decide it's not worth wishing anymore because it isn't going to happen." That's a horrible thing. But it is a reality, Not everybody lives the same life.
One of the products of the environment, and it's just awful. And One Simple Wish has already collected over $15 million
to
grant different requests for all of these children and young adults that have been impacted by foster care. And these wishes range from laptops and sports equipment, art supplies, music lessons, travel.
Yeah. There are a lot of people who have tried to set up little schools, little educational things that need financial help. And the transportation, getting people back and forth to if there's a school involved. This is National Adoption Month, too, by the way, if you didn't know that. November is National Adoption Month, and we're almost at the end of it. Probably I should have brought this up earlier on, but because it's Giving Week, maybe it gets the focus, maybe the focus more appropriate right here anyway. So now, the car business. Apparently, this nine car thing is something that she wasn't just given nine cars, right? There was help from Uber to help these youngsters. Am I?
Yeah. She gave away the nine cars. Mm-hmm.
Did she give them? Where'd she get the cars? How'd she get the cars? Somebody saw what she's doing and said, "Okay, we'll give you nine cars, and you can use them as you need them."
Well, and with the donations and everything. Yeah. And these didn't go to children. These or young adults. These went to adults who were impacted by the child welfare system when they were children.
Younger.
People who need vehicles to get to their jobs, who are doing jobs such as Uber and everything, and they also received $500 gift cards. There was nine people who received these, and they also had $500 gift cards. These are adults who survived abuse as a child and just all these different things. And when we talk about certain systemic issues, a lot of times it starts in childhood more often than not. And she's trying to, in a way, not rectify that, but not only helping children and young adults, but also reaching out to adults who were those children and young adults who she is now helping.
This sort of gets to home. My father was an orphan, and he didn't have any help from anybody, really. Lived on the streets. He had his aunts who gave him a place to sleep, but he became members of gangs and stuff like that. And when he was young, that was in the 1920s, it was tough, but it wasn't the same kind of tough as it is today. Does that make sense? There's a different side. The problems today are different than the problems of 100 years ago. Good God, I just thought about that. My father was a teenager. Imagine, 100 years ago.
Wow.
He was a teenager. Wowie zowie. Anyway, I could see where this sort of thing would have been great back then. But it's today, and she's done a great job, so she ought to get some kind of an award. She's the kind of a person that ought to get one of those presidential, you know, instead of giving them to some of the people they give them to, that just becomes PR for them. You know, I think there will be people who will not like the statement I'm about to make, but I'm going to make it anyway. When Donald Trump gave Rush Limbaugh the freedom, what's the name of that, the biggest medal you can get as a citizen, whatever that medal was.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, aren't there more people who could have? I mean, Rush Limbaugh has helped the national discourse, or did when he was alive, and that was good. But are there people like this around who need that or ought to have it? Maybe shouldn't need it, but they ought to have that same. Now, maybe you say, well, that doesn't mean you take it away from Rush Limbaugh. I'm not suggesting that you do or did. I'm just saying these people are equally as valuable in society and ought to have that recognition. That's what I'm saying. All right, makes sense?
It does. It absolutely does. And there should be, like, the Medal of Freedom you were speaking of.
Medal of Freedom,
but there's also, there should be more medals, too. Come up with more stuff.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
Yeah.
Okay.
People love being titles to things. Have more awards and title them accordingly.
Yes. But then we don't want to water down the value of them, because one of the other things, the counter to this, especially in middle school and high school, is that everybody gets an award. Everybody has to get an A. Everybody's got to get an award.
Mm-hmm. But it doesn't have to be that way. It can just be a showcase that, hey, there are actually a lot of people doing a lot of really great things out there.
There are. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No question about it. Happy birthday to Diane Ladd today, Blair Hardin, Andrea Jackson, Mike Seporkian, all people listening to the program. I was just to go back to that for just a second, in terms of what we do and how we make people aware of other things. This is going. This week is an important week for me, because I think it is the perfect way to start the Christmas season, to start thinking. And I know it starts on the tail end of Thanksgiving, but there just is so much need around today, because we are so badly served by the government that is supposed to help and serve. Not everybody is getting equal protection. What's the old if Steve Weisman were here, we talk about equal protection under the law. We know that doesn't happen. But, you know, the more you can help others, the better it will be. And that's in the think about, does your child need one more toy? Or can you take the money for that toy and give it to somebody or even the toy itself? How many mm-hmm. toys do you have around the house? This is something Megan and I were, actually, Megan and Brendan both, because a lot of the things that Miles, my grandson, who's now almost eight, what he used when he was a youngster, now is going to Jasper. Clothing, toys. I remember there's a there's an old downstairs in the den. I have a lot of the toys from when my children were young. And there's an old castle that's got these old Smurf characters in it that Brendan used to love to play with when he was, you know, 2, 3, 4 years old. And doggone it, if Miles has used it every time he comes here, even now, he plays with it. But mm-hmm. Jasper, on his first real visit here a couple of months ago, he went right to that house and started playing with the stuff, and he isn't even a year old yet. But isn't it? Maybe it's the energy that surrounds these things. But it really, I thought that was kind of cool. But the reason I'm telling you the story is because those are great gifts. They don't have to be brand new. Why do they have to be new?
The handstands are fantastic.
Yeah, of course they are. The Good Day download, I'm sure tomorrow's download will have some of these discussions that we've just had on the download that's at Good Day download at gooddayshow.com right now. Talking about Dr. Fauci's exit remarks on COVID. We talked about Irene Cara, who passed away. The origin of reindeer calves, right? The flight fiasco was Odell Beckham. That's something that's still, that I don't even understand that thing. Anyway, Shakira's tax. A lot of conversations, as usual, that bring you a focus on things that aren't going to be discussed anywhere else. Get it at gooddayshow.com, where you hear the program in its entirety, the day of its origin. Gooddayshow.com.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in store or online with 1-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. I'm thanking her before we even get her on the air. So I'll thank you twice, Elizabeth, as we dig into why it is so helpful for people to get healthy the healthy way. That's why you need Calitrin.
There's no stimulants. There's no drugs. There's nothing in it that will make you feel sick or jittery. There's nothing that's going to make your heart race. There's nothing that's going to interfere with any medications at all. It rebuilds lean muscle tissue, and it revs up your metabolism naturally. So it does take time for it to get into your system and work. Most people are seeing inch loss and pound loss in the first month of taking the product. You're sleeping better. You're waking up with more energy. Even joint pain, it starts to subside.
All right, so let's talk about the deal.
Right now, we've extended that big sale. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free. This is the one that everybody waits for to stock up and save because it is unlimited. So buy four, get four, buy five, get five. Unlimited. It's on our website, toploss.com. Our number is toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Use the Doug promo code to have free shipping as well.
I'll second guess dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
The Marketplace of Ideas is the Good Day program, if I do say so myself. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Something from Mother Teresa that's appropriate this week that I just ran across, Jay. Positive and actually kind of, it's what you'd expect from Mother Teresa. She said, quote, "It's not how much we give, but how much love we put into what we give." Huh?
Oh, I like
that. Isn't that it? That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So speaking of love, here's The Rock. There's something about him. We were talking about Jason Momoa earlier on. There's something about the two of them, but because of their origins. But I think people have just come to love Dwayne Johnson. So apparently, when he was a youngster, he was a klepto. He used to steal Snickers from a 7-Eleven. So he's posted on his Instagram site. This is a sort of a walking tagline for Snickers. Pokes fun at the desperate things we do when we're growling. Our stomach is empty, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he writes, "When I was 14 years old, every day I used to stop at this 7-Eleven and steal a king-size Snicker bar because I couldn't afford to buy one." He did that for about a year, he said, every day. It was just before he was starting to work out when he was 14.
Mm-hmm. And this was during a time when his family was experiencing food insecurities.
Yeah,
he was young,
right.
He was hungry.
Yeah, yeah. So on Sunday, he went into a 7-Eleven in Hawaii and purchased every Snickers bar on the store shelves. He says, "I finally exercised this damn chocolate demon that's been gnawing at me for decades. We were evicted from Hawaii in 87, and after all these years, I finally got back to right this wrong. I was broke as hell. Same clerk was there every day and always just turned her head and never busted me because she knew, apparently, he was stealing the Snickers bar." And he's been pretty open about the struggles he had, what he's done to take care of his mother, that sort of. His father was a wrestler, too, you know. Did you know that? Yeah. Anyway, so as he grew up with people helping, the kindness of others that helped him, this is a good story for Giving Week as well. My mom, he writes, pointed out earlier there was a time back in 87 when we couldn't afford Thanksgiving dinner. and we were praying someone would invite us over to the house to eat. We were in a tough spot back then, but we got through it. And he certainly has gotten through it. Right now, I think he bought $300 worth of Snickers.
Anybody who was in the store at that time, he bought anything that they were buying as well.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. That's kind of,
and then
it's fun.
It's not like he just took the Snickers. He kept them there, and he said, if there's anybody that comes in that would otherwise steal something or they're hungry and they can't afford something, give them this.
Yeah. I remember reading not long ago, I'm not sure what the right number is, either $64 million or $84 million is how much he made last year making movies and TV shows. I don't understand, by the way, as an aside, the promotion NBC has done for that show about him when he was a youngster, and he's ended up being on the show because the first season that it was on, it was a dud. It didn't do well at all because people couldn't see him. They saw this actor playing him as a youngster, but they didn't get the connection. They, you know, they heard the story, they saw the story, but it didn't keep people's interest. So somehow they figured out this year how to get him into the show. So he's a part of the show now. And that's what everybody, it's like the old, that show that he did about the football agent, which was really quite a good, I can't remember the name of it, it was a good show. Actually, it was on one of the streaming services. All right, so there's the Rock in Focus, 28 after the hour. Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Officials in two counties in Arizona and Pennsylvania declined on Monday to certify their midterm election results, with some citing concerns about the integrity of the voting system. Election boards in Cochise County in Arizona and Lucerne County in Pennsylvania voted against motions to certify the midterm election results. While most of the country is done with the election season that saw Republicans regain control of the House, a pivotal race is still outstanding. The Senate runoff between incumbent Senator Raphael Warnock, the Democrat from Georgia, and Republican Herschel Walker 1 week from today. Early voting is underway through Friday in all 159 counties. Merriam-Webster's Dictionary Word of the Year for 2022, it's gaslighting. It means to manipulate by psychological means into questioning their own sanity. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. We're specializing in things this week, talking about giving and how you can bring yourself, your family. I was paying attention, Jay, to how this all got started. Jay Kirshner is here mm-hmm. with me. The things that you can do to donate. This is sort of the global day, the global week. It takes place every year, right after Thanksgiving. And it was as you go back to history and look at how it started, it was kind of a simple altruistic idea launched by two different organizations that then, you know, everybody else looked at it and said, okay. The 92nd Street Y in New York and the United Nations Foundation were the ones that put this idea together. And it has in root, you think about it is kind of a counterbalance to our highly commercialized, it's Black Friday, it's Commercial Monday, or whatever they call online Monday, whatever that is. It's consumerism, which we depend on. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying we ought not to be consumers. We're the most consumer-oriented country in the world. But there are other things. Or you can use, you know, Black Friday, Cyber Monday can be used as a way, as a tool to buy some things that can be used. I frankly think it's better to give money. I think if you, unless you're giving something that you don't have any use for anymore and it's going to go to good purpose, I think that you can, you can find ways, find an organization you can identify with. I have, two or three that are farm oriented. The first year they did this, these two organizations got $10 million. And now, the world is much more focused on this. And last year, like $2 billion was raised on Giving Tuesday and through that week.
That's so wonderful.
Yeah, it is.
Really. There's so many things that these families need, and also children should not have to worry about things like food insecurity and how the utilities and bills are being paid, where the roof over their head is coming from, but have that opportunity to celebrate the joy of Christmas with receiving a gift that they don't receive any other time of the year, and then the parents don't or guardians don't have this burden while they're trying to figure out other things.
Yep, very nicely put. Okay, so let's get to reality here. We were talking in the last half hour about the lakes up in northern Minnesota and how 100 people were sort of floating down the river. Nobody got hurt, but it's something at this time of year you got to be very careful of, because here's an example of what happens if you aren't careful and you get into a really bad situation. This teenage boy who died after he fell through a frozen lake in Colorado, the boy was visiting a state park there with some other teenagers. He fell through the ice that had formed, but they didn't know how thick it was. So if you look, and there are these stories all over social media these days, there were a number of people who went to the rescue of these youngsters. One teenager died. Three others, however, were rescued even after they fell through the ice. So, as this Denver paper this morning has the story of these youngsters, and again, it serves as a warning to somehow or other figure out. So, if you don't have a way to measure the ice, I think there's a video you can see from Colorado Parks and Wildlife as to what the danger is of walking on ice that you don't know anything about. And so, what's the old word to the wise? It's sufficient. Be aware of ice. Mm-hmm. And especially if it's covered with snow, then you really can't tell what the story is.
And better safe than sorry. And talk to your children about all of this stuff, because sometimes there's something that I think is just part of human nature, regardless of age, but more so in younger adults or anyone who doesn't have that one part of the brain that now I'm blanking on that's not fully developed until the age of 25 or 27.
Yeah,
but
I don't remember that either.
You think that things can't happen to you, or you won't be the one to get hurt, or certain things like that. But now there's a family who won't get to be with their child for the holidays or any holidays to come. There are these friends who lost one of their best friends and will no doubt probably experience survivor's guilt following this, because they all fell in, but one died.
All right, some news from around the world. The protesting is continuing in China. Economic pain this year and last year befalling the people who live in the country that is responsible for COVID. Now they're figuring it out, and they don't like it because at first the Chinese government didn't pay much attention to how citizenry there handled the problem. And now the citizens there don't like what they see are the numbers, finally figuring out how many millions of Chinese died at the hands of COVID and the irresponsibility. I think it was deliberate. But even if it wasn't, the irresponsibility of letting that, of having a circumstance that was so insecure that the virus got out of the lab. I've maintained, and nobody has countered me by saying, no, this isn't true. It just is what I feel strongly about. I think that the unrest, though, there is pretty indicative of what's going on, because people, it's the same thing is going on in Iran, by the way. Did you see the story, Jay, about the niece of the supreme leader, this egotistical, arrogant ass, the Ayatollah. She says it's time for the people of Iran to mm-hmm. cut ties with the quote-unquote supreme leader. She's calling on people to continue to pressure the government, to protest, and the government should have nothing to do with religion. That's an interesting statement. It was supposed mm-hmm. to have that over
and
here, too.
Bravery. Oh, my
yeah.
goodness.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So a lot of activists now are coming out. This guy is, you can, it like pours out of him. His arrogance, his anger, his, who the hell are you to tell people like this? You know, these people who proclaim themselves, you know, and I don't want to necessarily equate him to the Pope because that'll annoy people. The Pope doesn't do stuff like this. The Pope, whoever the Pope is usually doing good things. Whether you buy that he's a descendant of Jesus or not, that's not important to the argument. The discussion is about what's going on there. Now, so can we translate this? This will really irritate some people, but I'm going to say it anyway. Because I think along these lines, when I hear that Trump said Kerry Lake ought to be installed as Arizona's governor, that what are the words that you have for that? I don't have words, I guess. I just look at it. I think about it. I look at all of these people. I am getting a kick out of seeing the new MAGA hats, though. I like the word. I'm getting a kick out of seeing the hats.
It is fun to
see. It is, yeah. It's fun to see. But it's not fun to, you know, they're trying to still certify the results. And he doesn't know any more than she does. It's more of that stuff. But there's so much anger. People are seething with anger, and in many cases for good reason. The government isn't doing its job. It's too big, it's too powerful, it's too expensive, and there are certainly way too many people employed by the government. All of that stuff I buy, and that's what creates a lot of the anger. Things that we're talking about here regarding Giving Week and the services that people are paying for through their taxes that folks aren't getting because of the incompetence of government in general. And the more we pay, you want to fix it, throw some more money at it. That never works. It has never worked, and it never will work. Until you get rid of the people who are incompetent nincompoops, you're not going to have a fix to the problem. And government is loaded. Just go to the Department of Health and serve, go get your car registered. Right? How many people like the experience they have at the DMV? Why do we put up with that? Anyway. Okay, I think I'm done now. All right. Some villagers in Ukraine have recaptured the city of Kherson. And as has been the case, this is not new, but they unearthed the bodies of six men who were executed by the Russians. As more of that say, how are we putting up with this? Why is the world putting up with this? Another question, right? Why are we putting up with it? There are a lot of people, we talk about the protests going on in Iran and China. Well, there are anti-war activists now developing all over Russia, and some of them have come to the United States to claim asylum. But it looks like this week and last week, a couple of them ended up in an immigration prison in New York State.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you do about that? I guess it would be, we're so concerned about illegals coming into the country and who's coming in, why they're here. But there's a message in this, and I'm not quite sure I understand why they put them in an immigration prison. I don't know the process, frankly. It's different for people who claim asylum than it is for people who just come in and want to claim city. A lot of the people coming over the border, they're not saying we're coming here because we need...
Not claiming asylum, yeah. Well, it makes you wonder, people who are claiming asylum, do they know that this is what they are coming to? And is it truly better than where they were? Because a lot of times it seems like quite possibly that is the answer.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, Elon Musk at it again. This time he's accused Apple of threatening to pull Twitter from its app store.
Mm-hmm. Well, they've already stopped advertising on Twitter.
They have.
Apple has. You don't really see any ads on Twitter regarding Apple, Twitter, but really, so, the question remains, is the app itself going to be pulled from the Apple store?
Mm-hmm. And so, what's the answer to that?
Determined.
Is it to be done? Right. So Elon Musk, I don't think he cares one way or another.
And that's the thing. Why does anybody care? Use Twitter or don't use Twitter.
Yeah.
Move on with your life.
Right. All right, so then here's another big story. I'll move on. Thank you very much for the encouragement. Let's keep going. There's a highly addictive, potentially lethal connection all across America, this fentanyl thing.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And how it's getting my daughter was telling me a story when I was talking to her over the weekend about the problem in Los Angeles, the homeless problem. So how are these people who are homeless getting a hold of these drugs? I've never understood that. How do you get a hold of fentanyl or any other illegal heroin? You don't have any money. You're living in the streets.
But that's the thing. A lot of them panhandle, and that's where
the money comes
from? That's pretty much solely what the money goes towards.
Okay. All right. I guess I just learned something. Thank you very much, Jay and Doug, here at 48 After the Hour.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
This week at Staples, save 60% on...
Thanks for your business this year.
Save 60% on...
Happy holidays, Nana!
Save 60% on...
You are cordially invited.
Right now at Staples, you can save 60% on custom printed holiday cards and invitations. So you can say, thanks for a great year, happy holidays, or come on over, all for less. For everything you need printed this holiday, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online, ends 12/3. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All five cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my my three children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After months on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Is here gracing us with his presence. Jack has any number of ways of communicating with you, the listener, and with his clients. He has a wonderful facility in Salt Lake City, known all around that part of the world as the best NUCCA chiropractor, N-U-C-C-A, specializing in the upper cervical spine, the areas of your neck, your shoulders, that sort of thing, that always need attention. I could see Jack, if I were closer to him, every week for treatment, and it isn't that it doesn't work, it's that what we do to ourselves.
Most of the people I take care of, I only need to see them once or twice a year. Now, if you once a week for, say, 3 or 4 weeks, then I probably wouldn't need to see you for a month or two.
Yeah, well, you'll see me in maybe a month or two, as it turns out. We'll see how the travel goes. Here's the story of lab-grown blood, which has been given to people in the first clinical trial over in England. What do you think about scientists growing human red blood cells in a laboratory? Is this good? Is it encouraging? This is all about stem. It stemmed, if you will, from stem cell research. And, you know, they take blood donor samples and they try to create new red blood cells from them. And apparently this is helping because they, you know, need a lot of blood transfusions. And in many places, there's not enough of a particular type, Jack, A, B, O, A, B, that sort of thing. So this is supposed to be help. What do you think? Is this a good idea?
Well, you're going to have to ask me that question 5 years from now. But apparently, it's a wait and see kind of thing, because people can have blood disorders causing their blood not to act the way it should be. And so, what they're not talking about is the fact that they're staying away from the blood from vaccinated people. There's a premium on blood for the unvaccinated people because the people who got vaccinated are carrying that spike protein, and it is hurting the blood, and so they are way down on their blood bank volumes. And they've been experimenting with this stuff for some time. I mean, they've been experimenting with even growing organs, for that matter, using stem cell technology. I don't know how successful that's been, but, you know, the researchers are hoping that all these manufactured red blood cells are going to help people with all these rare blood types, especially, as I think you mentioned, sickle cell disease.
Yeah.
And the blood, you know, it's not just the hemoglobin on the red blood cells that carries the oxygen. Blood's also carrying all kinds of vital nutrients throughout the entire system. Mm-hmm. As well as removing waste and cleaning up infections and this kind of stuff. And so they need the cleanest, best stuff they can come up with. But I think it's kind of interesting. The thing they're not talking about is they're steering away from vaccinated blood supplies.
That I didn't know. That's news. Interesting to hear that. I wonder about your thoughts. Dr. Ken and I talked about this study that raises doubts about the role of good cholesterol heart health. You and I have talked about this ad nauseum, about cholesterol not really making any difference. There's not the good and the bad and the ugly here. Do you want to weigh in on this study that now in, this came from the Journal of the American College of Cardiology, so it's not somebody that would be accused of being a hack. So what do you make of this? Is you can do I told you so, but you know, maybe you can give us a little more.
Well,
than
you know, we've been on the air together almost two decades practically.
Yep.
And you know my position on cholesterol.
I know.
If you don't have cholesterol in your diet, your liver's going to make it. If you have it in your diet, your liver won't need to make as much. 50 of the hormones that affect our emotions are cholesterol-based. We know very well the older you get, the higher your cholesterol should be. And in 1984, it was determined that 330 was a normal amount for cholesterol.
Wow,
when
that's
they
not
came
what
up
the heart
with the drugs,
guys got you. Yeah.
Well, the heart guys told you that. In 1984, that 330 was perfectly okay. But when they came up with the drugs, like Lipitor and some of the other statins, that would force the liver to stop doing one of its normal processes, then all of a sudden they moved the numbers down lower and lower and lower and lower so they could sell those damn drugs.
Yeah, well, I tried them for about a week. They don't work with me.
No, right. they're dangerous. Yeah,
they are. All right, Dr. Jack, find his, there are lots of things, the most recent Jack podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com focuses on supplements. He also has at forbiddendoctor.com great information as well. Dr. Jack Stockwell on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.